When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, 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 everyone. Nick Jones, the Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, Coach for Anxiety. So welcome back to another lovely podcast. Today, we're going to be looking at challenge to change. What does that mean, to challenge, to be able to challenge, to be able to change? Today, we'll look at letting go of any attachments that our ego often involves recognizing and releasing beliefs, fears, and identities for no longer that service. Today, so here are some of the points that I'd like to talk about today in this podcast. By the way, each of these points that we need to identify with to be able to change is also on a course. I'll be going to, on a deeper level, identifying each particular course. There are seven, it's like seven, what do you need to know? What are seven things that you need to know to be able to change? So that's what today, this podcast is dedicated to that. And then future dates, we'll be looking at expanding on each point. So the first point we need to consider is identify the ego trigger, man. Identify the ego trigger. So what is it for you? Like, let's reflect on what triggers your ego, or how does the ego feed off your triggers of our thoughts? Yeah, I just got caught up in one right now. It keeps coming around. What they say keeps coming around. Hasn't been solved. Hasn't been cracked. I thought hasn't been finished. We'll have unresolved issues. We all have unresolved issues. And and sometimes we need to go deeper. What is it that you're triggering about? We all got it, and we think we have it. We always be, you know, can we be passive about with those ego triggers? And what does the ego do? It provides friction, provides energy, negative energy. Why does it create negative energy? Because it wants to kill us slowly. And how does it do it? Well, it's very simple. It creates cortisone levels. So, yeah, breathe in, breathe out. If you're feeling it, if you had some sort of trigger get that just went exploded in your face, or you exploded for some reason, it's attaching with all that shit past. Breathe in, breathe out. Let it all go. So the trigger, why we trigger? There's a couple of reasons why we trigger. So that's part of the attached to the ego. One thing about the ego, before I go into that, the ego will always be there in your aspiration. The ego will always be there in your success, or any feel of success, any creation. The ego will always be there for you when you fail, right? Failure. And unfortunately, it plays us like a yo-yo. So let's just be aware that that's his job. It's sometimes on some people think it's trying to protect us, but what it's doing is it's holding us back. And it's bouncing like a boomerang. You know, you throw your boomerang here and it always seems to come back or hit something. It does hit something. The boomerang does hit something. So today we look at what's your need? What is the need for you? Is it for validation? You know, that you always get hit by that boomerang, or it still comes back? Is it because you're competing, or there's competition there for something? Or is it a fear of failure, that trigger of failure? Someone says, you fail, you're not being responsible, yeah? You should have been responsible. But you acknowledge that, yeah, we should have been responsible, but what that other party doesn't understand, or people that you communicate, is something we're not capable of. We still have our own traumas to deal with. So the partner that's traumatizing or creating traumatized, or the boss or whatever situation is, can pull that trigger on your fear of failure and bring you to to that, but that's okay. As you go into studying and understanding yourself, that trigger should not be, you know, that valid anymore, that fear of failure. Also, we need to acknowledge these triggers in the first step to realizing them, all right? Otherwise, they keep coming back, okay? They ain't gonna go away, all right, until we start realizing them. And sometimes you could be amongst that toxicity that triggers your own thing, but it's still trying to teach you a lesson. Yeah, sometimes us creative types, we tend to be, you know, not be living in abstract, not detail like others. And that's okay. We can work on that. And who said you had to, whatever's holding you back, who said that you couldn't get help or get support to help you with some of this stuff? All right. So we can go deeper and deeper into that. That's another podcast. There's seven podcasts coming out of this. So the second one we'll have to look at is practice mindfulness and meditation. So once engaging in mindfulness practice, such as meditation or journaling, okay, we always talk about healing anxiety through journaling, finding to become the observer. We lose it. Even our, you know, even coaches lose it. Anyone loses it. It's not, you know, I haven't got the full answers, you know. I don't, if a coach tells you that they solved the anxiety, good on them, but I don't believe that a lot of people have solved their anxiety. We can manage it better, we can cope with it, we've got coping mechanisms. One of it is journaling, okay, meditation. So when we become really good meditators, this will help us become the observer. We want to get to the stage where far out, you know, like bugger, I did it again. Oh man, I've got to get back on the high ground. I've got to get back to our observation. Observe our thoughts and feelings without being judged or feeling that, oh man, I just got judged. I fell into my judgment. And sometimes you kind of think, did I really need that? Or did I really have to go into that space when someone's feeling their energy and they need to be uplifted? Did I really have to fall into that? You know, being dragged into something that, and did I actually excite that? Did I fully go into something that wasn't in my business? Wasn't my concern? I've got many things to be concerned with, like this, writing this podcast, writing, studying it, you know, getting it out. And allowing my concern, you know, allowing myself to discern with thoughts that are rooted in my ego. You know, that's pretty deep when you think about allowing myself or yourself to discern which thoughts are not rooted in your ego. What is in your ego? What is that space there that is, you know, that your ego is attached to us? You can calm it down, but it has a way of coming in. It'll come through someone close to you. It'll come through a relative. It'll come through a partner or a friend, or it'll come in somehow. Again, let's kind of know when we have been judged because of our past. And let's notice that, hey, you're still a blessing, even though we're an abstract mind, that we're creative. All right? Let's go easy on yourself, be compassionate. And even those who are stern and rigid, they're always fighting this fucked up world. It's not. It could be. But they're always fighting it. They're always fighting, feeling that they've been ripped off and they've got to prove themselves, and they don't let this go. They don't let go. They hold on like a bone, and it's not very healthy. That causes a lot of stress and anxiety. And we just learn to let go. Yeah. But I think with mindful meditation, it's all about learning to be the observer. Many times in my podcast, let's all learn, calm down. Let's all learn to be like really not taking shit personal. A good book is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck is a good book by Mr. Manson. It tells you, like, don't get caught with your judgment, to your judgments. Don't let the ego take you. Just learn to be, just to be concerned with what needs to be concerned with. Yeah. So these thoughts of Yeah. What things are rooted into your ego? You know, what are you attached to? Moving on to another module, the third module, challenge the inauthentic beliefs in yourself. Now, here's a chance for us to examine, really dig deep into the beliefs that we hold on really tight about ourselves, about others. Just don't forget that we're just human, trying to just get through it. We're all human trying to get through this damn thing, so called life. But if we can examine our bullshit thoughts, you know, our own victimhood, our own crap that goes on our head, and we get caught into that crap. And I thought at one point you thought like, oh yeah, I'm over this. I can handle this. But like, sometimes you just need to back off and rethink and just examine those beliefs within you. That ego plays you. Are they influenced by society, expectations, your expectation, what society, what you think your, what you think others expect from you? Any past experiences that made you feel like shit, even on a subconscious level? Or
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Need external validation. I need to be like this. They're successful. I'm not. No, man, you're all special. You just got to realize that. Do not ever validate yourself. Go look for external validation, internal validation. How wonderful and beautiful you are the way you are, whether you're abstract-minded or very rigid-minded. And these questions, like we've got to learn some powerful questions. We've got to learn how to ask the powerful questions. Like these beliefs can help you find what resonates with your true self. Finding the authentic self, and through that, and finding only by challenging the inauthentic beliefs of our own or others, if that makes sense. And then we move on to another module, another day, another podcast. I'm going to try and to, you know, I do have a mission now to actually expand on these on these particular topics. And one is called Embrace Vulnerability. Be vulnerable. Like I was watching a show the other day with one of the a wonderful coach, another coach who was talking about a lot about his speciality is helping people who are shy, who have social anxiety, right? Who need to have develop their self-confidence, the boost, and very sensitive natured people, and really making them see, you know, going deep into their own, you know, into their own lives, into this, in these clients' lives, in as he coaches them. And also, but with that, we also need to be practicing, you know, to integrate the learning into something new, into, yeah, how do we keep practicing what we've learned? Because it's so easy to go back into the you know, in back with the ego. We're married to the ego. We need to consistently keep pushing forward. So if we're feeling insecure, we need to have a very secure mindset, which will kind of you know, which will develop a deeper connection with ourselves and others. And authenticity does come, you know, it does come from being open about our fears, your fears, and insecurities, 100%. What are we fearing? What are you fearing losing? What are you feeling that you want to hold on to, not let go? Man, you guys, especially in my last podcast, I really talked about mental health and what are we holding on to? What aren't we letting go of? What are we fearing? What are you fearing of losing as a man? Let's embrace this vulnerability. We don't have to be so macho. All right? Let's get in touch. A lot of men A lot of men, statistics show that we are not able to get in touch with our feelings, and that's a fact. The next module we'll go into is cultivate self-compassion and treating ourselves with kindness and understanding. Accept that it's okay to be imperfect, to be creative, to be, you know, we can still learn to be responsible. We are responsible differently, but we don't, you know, there are always imperfection things that, you know, we don't have to feel so hard about it. Everything is fixable. We don't have to do it alone. We can get help to do it. You can get someone else that is very good at doing that. That's what's missing from us. So we can be responsible to allocate the work, executive allocation to whatever need, whatever we are struggling with. So guys, get yourself a coach to help you. Sometimes just talking your stuff out, even listening to this podcast, can really, really change things. And the whole idea is, how do we change? How do we challenge ourselves to change? Next one is like seek genuine connection. Surround yourself with beautiful people to encourage authenticity, just to talk about, you know, that's what I did last night. I actually went to a beautiful group, spiritual group. I called them my tribe, my brothers and sisters in spirituality. It was such a beautiful environment. It was very calm, understanding, you know, it was very genuine. You were authentic when you walked in there, and you're authentic when you walked out of there. And we just got the feed. We have a spiritual feed, and, you know, that helps us as we practice spirituality with a group, your tribe. It'll help you reinforce your true self and provide the support that you need in your journey. And we all need this. So make genuine connections, my friends, and find your tribe. Find your vibe. That's what it is. Life's too short to be, you know. Yeah, life's too short. And my lucky last one is called focus on your growth. Now, I'm almost finished to finish this podcast now, but focus on your growth and shift your perspective from perfection to growth. Embrace the idea that being authentic means evolving and learning rather than conforming to a fixed identity. So sometimes we need to challenge. A close friend of mine is going through a situation at the moment. She feels like she doesn't shout out, she doesn't confront it and tell her side of view, she'll feel ripped off. She feel like she has been hurt. She needs to be hurt. So she's already given a resignation, right, to her company. But there's also, everything has conflict. Life is full of conflict. But sometimes we need to, you know, address our conflicts, which means we need to go head on. Whether you lose or win, it doesn't matter. At least you got your 10 cents worth over the table, right? Sometimes we just need to clear the air. We need to find that opportunity to learn from, to confront, rather than conforming to a fixed identity. There's no strength. Yeah, a lot of us fall behind here. Sometimes we need to, you know, just go win with the masculinity and just show our opinion, you know, put our cards on the table. And it's okay if it brings a result or not. At least you've got a clear deck. You can start again. Let's start again. So challenge. Challenge that and challenge for change. And so let's like kind of wind this one up. When we engage in these kind of practices, the seven principles of change, and once again, focus on growth, seek genuine connection, cultivate self-compassion, embrace vulnerability, challenge the inauthentic beliefs of our own, practice mindfulness, and really, really get deep with there's a lot of psychology in identifying ego triggers, why they do it to us, what are we missing, why are we repeating. Why do we go around the merry-go-round loop, the merry-go-round again? And so, yeah, once we keep doing this, engaging in these practices, the seven principles, we can gradually kind of release the holes of the ego, gradually, slowly. Okay, one step forward, all right, two steps back. It's like a tango. Sometimes we just need to do that. All right, and sometimes we need to save that energy to move forward. Yeah. Let's go and find that authentic version of ourselves. Let's go find that, right? Let's go challenge. Let's go change. Embrace change, leading to a greater sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Which kind of leads me to another thought. One of my last podcasts was before my injury and healing podcast. There's another one. It's all about let's fuck things up in a good way. Sometimes, once again, we need to, you know, we're not going to get growth unless we embrace the change, even for the challenge of it. It doesn't have to have a result. It doesn't have to have a result. The result could be just like, okay, I feel good now. This is how it is, and this is my perception, and I need to move on. Well, my friends, happy you've enjoyed this podcast. Stick around because I'll be going deeper into the seven principles, the modules of challenging for change. Yeah. So, having said that, please subscribe. If you hear this on YouTube, I'm trying to grow my YouTube channel, and I really appreciate if you guys can just like subscribe to it. Very cool. Love that. So, tune into the next one because I will be focusing on all those seven points, principles, modules, whatever you want to call them. And we'll go a bit deeper in that and expand on it. So, yeah. So if you're a newbie to this podcast, thank you for joining us and stick around. I'm always just sharing some good stuff about anxiety, what causes like friction in life, and what things we need to focus on. And maybe, hey, you know, maybe you heard something here that kind of that lights you up. And so stick around. Let's all learn together. No one has to do this alone. No one has to do this alone. So it's Nick Chance of Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Peace. Peace. My friends, peace to you, and now you take a big breath in with me. Hold on for four. Exhale for eight through the stomach. Until next time, blessings.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.